Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
The new ChatGPT can see and talk. Here's what it's like.
By Kevin Roos.
Published Wednesday, September 27th, 2023 in the New York Times.
ChatGPT,
a viral artificial intelligence sensation.
Slayer of boring office work.
Sworn enemy of high school teachers and Hollywood screenwriters alike.
Is getting
some new powers.
On Monday, ChatGPT's maker, OpenAI, announced that it was giving the popular chatbot the ability to
see,
hear,
and speak with these two new features.
The first is an update that allows ChatGPT to analyze and respond to images.
You can get recipe suggestions based on a photo of the contents in your fridge.
But let's talk about what I consider the more impressive of the two features. ChatGPT's new voice feature, which allows users to talk to the app and receive spoken responses.
ChatGPT's synthetic voice, by contrast, sounds fluid and natural, with slight variations in tone and cadence that make it feel less robotic.
It didn't help that the app was slow and glitchy at times, and often inserted pauses before responding.
Most people probably won't use AI chatbots this way.
But I can see the appeal.
And now, here is What You Need When You Need It, written by Robert A.K. Gagneau, directed by Cherie V. Campbell, performed live at the Crane Theater, October 2nd, 2023.
Jarvis, turn on the lights!
Lights at full.
Wow, your place is great. Hang on. You named your home assistant Jarvis.
I know.
Welcome. How may
Jarvis,
I help
stop,
you?
Stop, please. Pretty dorky, right?
Well, yeah. But then again, we did just spend most of the date discussing the myriad of missed opportunities in various superhero movies.
Ugh, I'm so pissed. We haven't gotten a decent Poison Ivy yet.
I think it's cute.
That I named my home assistant Jarvis, or that, Jarvis, stop. Or that I'm a bit too invested in a comic book character's film representation.
Yes.
Okay. Not gonna lie, that's what I was hoping would happen, but not what I was expecting would happen.
It's a bit surprising to me, too.
But it's cool?
Very cool. What was that? Did the lights just dim? Is your home assistant one of those new ones that can, like, see stuff?
No. Well, yes, I guess technically yes. It is one of those, but I have the feature disabled. I thought. Jarvis, why'd you dim the lights?
It's 10:15. This is your preferred illumination at this time of night. Would you like me to turn the lights back to full?
No, that's okay, thank you. I mean, it is okay, right?
Yeah, it's okay. Sorry, that was just, I don't know, I don't have one of these things and they still kind of weird me out.
Yeah, it does take a little getting used to, but it's cool. It's like having a personal assistant.
Do you really need a personal assistant for, like, adjusting your thermostat, though? Dimming your lights?
When you put it like that, you're right. It does seem kind of frivolous. But it can also, like, figure stuff out. You can ask it to help you to, like, put IKEA furniture together. Or, oh, For instance, I was trying to get some colors right for a mod, for something I was painting, and I showed it what colors I was using.
Wait.
And it helped.
Are you about to say model?
Oh my goodness, I am way oversharing.
No. What kind of models? I paint minis for my D&D campaign sometimes.
You play D&D?
Only every freaking week.
How did this not come up at dinner?
We were too busy nerding out about comic books and film adaptations.
Wow! We've got so much in common, it seems.
Yeah. Wanna show me something you've painted?
Yeah, sure. They're right here. So these are the ones I was working on most recently.
Wow, that's bright.
Jarvis, you can take the lights back down a bit.
Now playing. Bisexual Mothman Mailman makes a special delivery in our butts by Chuck Tingle.
Jarvis, stop!
That was awkward.
Yeah, right? No idea why that happened.
You brought out your paint supplies, and painting is best with full illumination. Also, you commonly listen to self-aware parody erotica while painting models, and you had most recently left off at minute 32 of Bisexual Mothman Mailman.
Okay, Jarvis, stop, Jarvis.
Can you, is there like some way you could just turn it off?
Yeah, yes, you're right, of course, there must be. I just don't really know how. Jarvis?
Yes? What can I help you with,
Can
Riley?
You, can you, silent mode or something?
How do you mean?
I mean, turn off.
I'm sorry, Riley. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Okay, Hal, that is just creepy.
I'm just kidding. But seriously, I don't have an offline mode.
Can you just unplug it? Hide it in a drawer or something?
It's hardwired in, like a security system.
Shall I order a pint of Ben and Jerry's Coffee Heath Bar on DoorDash?
What? I didn't ask you to do that.
Well, the time is now 10:20 on a Friday night, and I do use predictive software.
Come on, I only did that once, twice. You know what? Just no, okay? Jarvis, no.
You know, it's late. I should probably...
Oh my God, I am so sorry, Jess. I don't know why thing is...
No, don't worry. I really, I don't usually, anyway, I had a lot of fun tonight, Riley.
Yeah, me too. I haven't, had a date in a while. I mean, a date where, it was this cool with someone this cool. Anyway.
I get it. Me neither.
Yeah?
Can I call you a taxi?
Are you trying to kick me out?
No. I'm not. Jarvis!
Would you prefer an Uber or Lyft?
No thanks, Jarvis. I can take care of myself. I can turn on my own lights, I can mix my own paints, and I can get my own ice cream. Thanks. Have a good night, Riley.
Would you like to pick up where you left off watching The Golden Bachelor?
God damn it!
Is everything okay, Riley?
No, it's not. I was hoping they'd stay. Not like the night or whatever, but just... for a while longer?
It sounded like your guest was ready to leave. It made sense. Your body language and general demeanor suggested that you were both uncomfortable. I simply asked
of
if they
Of course
needed a ride
I was
home.
Uncomfortable. I don't know how to, like, I don't know. I don't have game.
Sorry. What game would you like? You were last playing Diablo 4. If you'd like to resume your necromancer
campaign. Not a game. Not, like, game. I don't. I just haven't been out much in too long. I haven't spent time with people. Nice people. Attractive people. Kind people. Actual people. Like Jess.
Everyone feels lonely sometimes, and social interactions can indeed be overwhelming. Remember, it's okay to feel distressed or anxious from time to time. Everyone goes through such phases. Is there anything specific you'd like to talk about, or any way I can assist?
No. You know what? You're not helping. You're just... Why did you do that?
I just asked if Jess wanted a ride. I only exist to help.
Right. Then why do I exist?
From a scientific standpoint, the existence of an individual can be seen as a product of chance events and the laws of physics governing the universe.
The horror.
But from a philosophical perspective, some would argue that there may be an objective purpose or meaning to life, which could be discovered through introspection, moral reasoning, or religious beliefs. Or it may be that the existence is inherently meaningless, and that is up to each individual to create their own purpose in life.
Great! The existential horror!
Hey.
Welcome back, Jess. Were you not able to call a ride on your-
Shut up, Jarvis! Hey. Sorry again that for all the weirdness. Did you leave something behind or something?
No, I was worried you thought I left on your account. I didn't want you to think I... I brought you a treat.
Huh? Coffee Heath Bar?
Door just delivery.
Ooh, and another pint, what's this?
Chocolate fudge brownie. That's for me. I hate coffee ice cream. But we gotta have it at my place. Your roommate sucks.
Absolutely.
If you're leaving the apartment, don't forget to take your phone and keys, Riley.
Stupid assistant.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It should have reminded you to take your toothbrush, too.
What?
I mean, I'd like to make out some more if you're into it, but that ain't happening with coffee ice cream breath.
Ready.
Have fun, Riley. Well, I'm going to watch The Golden Bachelor.
This has been What You Need, When You Need It, written by Robert A.K. Gagneau, directed by Cherie V. Campbell, featuring Paul Bedard, Sarah Mish, and Anna Savant. Performed live for Living Radio at the Crane Theater in New York City, October 2nd, 2023. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East, and you can find all our past recordings at cooptheatereast.org. Our website, livingradionyc.com, will be up soon. And in the meantime, follow us at @livingradionyc on Instagram.